Face-to-Face Pre-Intermediate by Chris Redstone and Julie Cunningham. Published by Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. CD 1. Recording 1.1.
Jamie Oliver is one of Britain's favourite chefs. Every week, millions of people watch him on TV and use his recipes. Jamie was born in Essex, England, in 1975. When he was only 8, he started helping in his parents' restaurant. He went to catering college when he was 16 and then worked at the famous River Cafe in London for 3 years. His first TV programme was called The Naked Chef, and it was an instant success. Jamie quickly became famous, and in 1999 he prepared lunch for the British Prime Minister. Now Jamie has got his own restaurant in London called 15, but it isn't a typical restaurant. Every year Jamie takes 15 young, unemployed people and teaches them to become chefs. The programme about the restaurant, also called 15, is on TV every week. He is going to open 15 restaurants in Australia and the USA in the future, and at the moment Jamie is writing a new book of recipes. He's already very rich, of course. In 2003, he earned £3.8 million. Jamie got married in 2000, and he lives in London with his wife, Jules, and their two daughters, Poppy Honey and Daisy Boo. He's so busy that he doesn't have much free time, but he loves riding around London on his scooter, and he plays the drums in a rock band. When he's at home, he likes cooking pasta and making bread. His favourite ingredients are olive oil and lemons from Sicily.
Recording 1.2. 1.
What do you do?
2.
How many brothers and sisters have you got?
3.
Where did you go to school?
4.
Why are you studying English?
5.
Can you speak any other languages?
6.
What are you going to do next weekend?
Recording 1.3.
Office.
Journalist.
Multinational.
Company.
Children.
Department.
People.
London.
Recording 1.4.
Unemployed.
Teenagers.
Accountant.
Charity.
Editor.
Receptionist.
Newspaper.
Yourself.
Recording 1.5.
Who worked in Bangkok?
Where did Mick work?
Who lives in Spain?
Where does Ian live?
Who works for a newspaper?
What time does the programme start?
Recording 1.6.
Tony, you spend 6 hours a day commuting from Liverpool to London.
That's right.
And it costs you £8,000 a year. Why do you do it?
Well, my wife works in a department store in Liverpool, and the children are very happy at school there. My family don't want to move down to London, and I don't either.
So, tell me about your journey.
Well, I leave the house at 6:15 and drive to the station. Then I catch the 7 o'clock train. I'm at my desk at 9:15, and I'm back home again at 8:45, and I do this 5 times a week.
Andrea, why do you work in London but live in Paris?
Well, I know it sounds crazy, but My husband and I really love living in Paris. It's a much nicer city than London, and the food is better.
So tell me about your journey.
Well, I work from 3:30 p.m. to 2 a.m, 4 days a week. I leave home at 11:30, catch the 12 o'clock train to London, you know, the Eurostar, and get to the office at about 3:25.
So that's nearly 4 hours travelling.
Yes, but I only go there and back once a week. I stay with a friend when I'm in London.
Ian, it's nearly 1,000 kilometres from Santander to London. Why do you live so far away from your job?
Well, my wife's Spanish. We lived in London for a few years, but flats are really expensive, so 2 years ago we moved to Santander and bought a flat there instead. Now I live there and work in London 4 days a week.
And how long does the journey take?
4 hours, door to door.
And how much does it cost?
I buy cheap flights in advance. A return ticket costs between £30 and £60.
Recording 1.7.
A new survey on the free time habits of the British is published this week, and it shows that we still love football, shopping, going to pubs, watching TV, gardening, and, of course, fish and chips. Here are some of the more surprising results from the survey.
83% of British families have a garden, and 35% normally do some gardening every weekend.
17% of British people go swimming every week, and 16% play football, but 32% watch football on TV at least once a week.
35% of adults go to the theatre at least once a year.
British people watch TV for about 4 hours every day, and 47% of men have dinner and watch TV at the same time.
The British are always happy when they're socialising. 46% of men and 23% of women go to a bar or pub every week.
British people usually go on holiday once a year, and 27% of these holidays are in Spain.
30% of adults go to a McDonald's restaurant every 3 months, but 46% go to a traditional fish and chip shop.
The British spend £726 million on tea and £900 million on coffee every year.
And every British person eats 16 kilograms of chocolate and sweets every year, more than any other country in the world.
Recording 1.8.
Excuse me?
Yes?
We're doing a survey on the free time habits of British people. Can I ask you a few questions?
Sure.
Thanks very much. Right, first question. How often do you go to a bar or a pub?
Oh, not very often. Probably about once a month.
Mm-hmm.
I don't drink, you see, but I sometimes go with friends.
Okay. Do you do any sport?
Yes. I go swimming 3 times a week, at lunchtimes.
3 times a week?
Uh-huh.
Right, and how often do you go to the theatre?
Oh, hardly ever. About once a year, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
I go to the cinema quite a lot, but not the theatre.
OK. And do you ever do any gardening?
No, I don't. I haven't got a garden. I live in a flat.
Oh. And what about holidays? How often do you go on holiday?
I normally have 2 holidays a year. One in the summer and one around Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And where do you usually go?
I usually go somewhere in Asia.
Oh.
Thailand, India, places like that. Somewhere hot.
Right, last one. How much TV do you watch a week?
Let me think. Probably about an hour a day.
Mm. So that's 7 hours a week?
Yeah.
OK, that's all the questions. Thanks very much. Now, if you could tick one of the age boxes and...
Recording 1.9.
Hi, my name's Chris.
Hello, I'm Becky.
Nice to meet you. I'm a bit nervous, actually.
Yes, so am I. Everyone is, I think.
Yes, probably.
So, Chris, what are you interested in?
Well, I really love travelling.
Oh, so do I.
Yes. Last year I went to Turkey for 3 weeks.
So did I. Where did you go?
I stayed in a place called Fethiye. And you?
I was in Istanbul visiting friends. I had a great time.
Me too. Can you speak any Turkish?
No, I can't.
No, neither can I. But lots of people spoke English, and they were really friendly.
And what do you do in the evenings?
Well, I don't go out much.
Neither do I.
But I really like going to the cinema.
Oh, me too. What kind of films do you like?
Well, I really like horror films, you know, vampires and that kind of thing.
Hi, I'm Marcus.
Hello, I'm Becky.
Nice to meet you. Can I ask the first question?
Yes, of course.
Have you got any children?
No, I haven't.
Oh, good. Neither have I. I'm not looking for someone with children, you see.
No, me neither. So what do you do in your free time, Marcus?
I play football and tennis, and I go to the gym a lot.
Do you ever go cycling?
No, I don't. I don't like cycling.
Oh, I do. I love it. Have you got any pets?
Yes, I've got a dog.
So have I. I really love animals.
Yeah, so do I. I eat them every day. They're delicious.
Oh.
What's the matter?
Well, I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, I'm not. I think animals are for eating.
Oh, I don't.
Well, everybody's different, I suppose. So, what's your favourite football team?
Recording 1.10.
Right. So let's think. Who did I talk to? Well, there's Chris. Yes, definitely. He was nice. I'd like to see him again. We had a lot in common. So, a tick for him. And Marcus? Oh, no, definitely not. He was the most boring man I met all evening. I never want to see him again.
Recording 1.11.
So am I.
Neither am I.
So can I.
Neither can I.
So have I.
Neither have I.
So do I.
Neither do I.
So did I.
Neither did I.
Oh, I do.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, I did.
Oh, I didn't.
Recording 1.12.
I'm not married.
I've got a car.
I didn't study English last year.
I haven't got any pets.
I usually get up before 7.
I can't drive.
I went to the cinema last weekend.
I don't watch TV very often.
Recording 2.1.
Die. Died.
Need. Needed.
Stay. Stayed.
Learn. Learned.
Work. Worked.
Start. Started.
Move. Moved.
Develop. Developed.
Decide. Decided.
Continue. Continued.
Visit. Visited.
Travel. Travelled.
Recording 2.2. A.
How did you meet your wife, Liam?
When we first met, she was going out with my best friend.
B.
Where did you first meet your husband, Hilary?
We were standing in a queue at the supermarket, and he said hello.
C.
Where did you meet your wife, Colin?
I was travelling back from China, and we met on the plane.
Recording 2.3.
Travelling back from China. I was travelling back from China. I was travelling back from China, and we met on the plane.
Standing in a queue at the supermarket. We were standing in a queue at the supermarket. We were standing in a queue at the supermarket, and he said hello.
Going out with my best friend. She was going out with my best friend. When we first met, she was going out with my best friend.
Recording 2.4. 1.
I first met Ken when we were waiting in a supermarket queue.
2.
It was raining, so he offered me a lift home.
3.
While we were driving to my flat, he gave me his phone number.
4.
I saw him in the supermarket again a few days later.
5.
He was talking to a friend and he didn't see me.
6.
So I left while they were waiting to pay.
7.
I was walking home when a car stopped next to me. It was him.
8.
I invited him to dinner. And that was 20 years ago.
Recording 2.5.
How did you meet your wife, Liam?
When we first met, she was going out with my best friend, Ben. That was 2 years ago.
Did you like her the first time you met her?
Yes, of course. She was very beautiful and really funny.
So what happened?
Well, I went to Ben's birthday party and Jenny wasn't there. Apparently, they broke up in January and Ben was already going out with someone else.
Did you call Jenny straight away?
No, not straight away. I waited until the day after the party.
And then?
Well, I asked her out and she said yes. We went on our first date the next weekend. I took her to the cinema and then to my favourite restaurant.
Was it a good first date?
No, not exactly. She was very ill after the meal, food poisoning. She was ill for a week.
Oh, no!
Yes, it wasn't a very good start. Anyway, we started going out in March, and I fell in love with her very quickly. Then, about 8 months later, we were having a drink in a bar, and she was laughing a lot. I just thought, I want to hear that laugh forever. So I asked her to marry me.
And she said yes?
Well, not immediately. She was very surprised and didn't know what to say. Then a few days later, I was cooking dinner and she just said, "Okay, let's get married." And so we got engaged that day.
And when did you get married?
6 months after that.
Were there lots of people at the wedding?
Yes, there were. About 200.
And was Ben there?
Yes, he was. He was my best man.
Nice.
Recording 2.6.
Was. Were.
Recording 2.7.
There was once an Indian king called Shahryar. One day, King Shahryar found his wife with another man, so he killed her and her lover. After that, the king married a different woman every day and killed her the next morning before she could stop loving him. This continued for 3 years. Shahrazad was the clever and beautiful daughter of the king's adviser. When her father told her what was happening, she decided to marry the king. Shahrazad's father tried to stop her because he knew she was going to die. But Shahrazad had a plan to save herself and all the women in the kingdom. The king and Shahrazad got married a few days later. After the wedding, while the king was drinking with his friends, Shahrazad went to find her sister. "I need your help," said Shahrazad. "Come to the palace this evening and ask me to tell you a story."
Recording 2.8.
So that night, Shahrazad was getting ready for bed when her sister came to visit her. She began telling her sister a story called The Fisherman and the Genie. While she was telling the story, the king came into the room. He started listening to her story too, and became more and more interested. Shahrazad continued telling the story all night, but she stopped just before the end and said, "The morning's here, husband. Am I going to die now?"
"No, no," said the king. "Tell me the end of the story."
"I'll tell you this evening, but not before," said Shahrazad with a smile. That night, Shahrazad finished the story and then immediately began another. This continued night after night. The king never heard the end of a story until the next evening. He couldn't kill his wife because he always wanted to know how each story ended. As time passed, the king fell in love with Shahrazad. He knew he could never kill her because he couldn't live without her and her stories. To show Shahrazad he really loved her, the king married her again. The stories Shahrazad told the king became the stories of the 1001 Nights.
Recording 2.9.
And. N. 2. T. Of. Of. The. The. Her. Her.
Recording 2.10. 1.
Hello, I'm Celia.
Hello, Celia. I'm Sammy.
Nice to meet you. Are you enjoying the party?
Yes, it's great.
How do you know David and Jane?
I met them when I was travelling in Africa last year.
Oh, really? I'd love to go there. One day, maybe.
And what about you? How do you know them?
Oh, I live next door.
Right.
Do you live near here?
No, actually I live in Manchester, but I'm down here because...
2.
Simon, I'd like you to meet my sister, Paula.
Nice to meet you, Paula.
Hello. Didn't we meet in Milan last year?
You mean at the film festival?
Yes, that's right. You were talking to a friend of mine, Sally Brigg.
Oh, yes, I remember. How is Sally, anyway?
Oh, she's fine. Working hard, as usual.
Right.
Where did you meet David?
We went to school together.
Really? Do you see each other often?
No, not very often. The last time was when I went to...
3.
Hello. You're a student at the English Centre, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Sorry, have we met before?
No, I don't think so. I'm Stephen Black. I work with David and Jane at the centre.
Nice to meet you. My name's Carlos.
Are you a friend of David's?
No, I'm a friend of Jane's. Well, actually, she's my English teacher. She invited the whole class to the party.
Recording 2.11.
How do you know David and Jane?
Do you live near here?
Didn't we meet in Milan last year?
Do you know Pam Jones?
Where did you meet David?
You're a student at the English Centre, aren't you?
Are you a friend of David's?
What do you do?
Recording 2.12.
Let's keep in touch.
Yes, sure. Here's my email address.
Oh, thanks a lot. Here's mine.
Cheers. See you later, maybe.
It was nice meeting you.
You too. See you at school, probably.
Yes, I'm sure we will.
It was nice to see you again.
You too. I hope we meet again soon.
Yes, I hope so. Bye.
Recording 2.13.
It was nice to see you again.
I hope we meet again soon.
It was nice meeting you.
See you at school, probably.
Let's keep in touch.
See you later, maybe.
Recording 2.14.
So we don't have a pot, at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I've got flowers in the spring. I've got you to wear my. Put your little hand in mine.
Recording 3.1.
I became a pilot about 20 years ago. I had to do 72 weeks basic training, but I didn't have to pay for it. The company did. I was lucky, I suppose, and now I have a job that I love. But these days, most pilots have to pay a lot of money to do their training.
You don't have to go to university, but you probably learn more facts than a university student. At least that's what people say. A London taxi driver has to know 25,000 streets and all the important places in the city.
It's not easy to become a vet. You have to have a degree, and the training takes 5 years. And you don't have much free time when you're a student vet. You have to work very hard.
Recording 3.2. 1.
You have to work very hard. You don't have much free time. You have to have a degree.
Recording 3.3. 1.
You don't have to go to university.
Two.
A London taxi driver has to know 25,000 streets.
Three.
I had to do 72 weeks basic training.
Four.
I didn't have to pay for it.
Five.
Most pilots have to pay a lot of money.
Six.
Now I have a job that I love.
Recording 3.4.
It's not easy to become a vet. You have to have a degree, and the training takes 5 years. And you don't have much free time when you're a student vet. You have to work very hard. To get my practical experience, I had to work with vets or farmers every weekend and in the holidays. As I said, the degree course is 5 years, and in the final year, students have to do a written exam, a practical exam, and an oral exam. And the cost? Well, I had to pay about £13,000 a year for my training. It's much more now, I think. But I'm pleased I did it. I love my job.
I became a pilot about 20 years ago. I had to do 72 weeks basic training, but I didn't have to pay for it. The company did. I was lucky, I suppose, and now I have a job that I love. But these days, most pilots have to pay a lot of money to do their training. I think it costs about £80,000 to get a pilot's license now. Anyway, to get my license, I had to do 200 hours of flying, and I had to pass 12 written exams. Then I started working for a major airline, and I had to do another 10-week training course with them. So pilots are very well trained, you'll be pleased to know.
Recording 3.5.
He's doing some gardening.
I'm writing to tell you how it feels. I'm applying for every job I can.
He reads the adverts every day.
I never get an interview.
He needs a real job.
I want to work.
Recording 3.6.
Daniel Ash, your new book is a collection of articles about people with strange jobs.
Yes, I collected stories about unusual jobs from all over the world.
So, you're not talking about actors or shop assistants?
No, all the people in the book have very strange jobs.
I see it's organised into different industries, like the cleaning industry. But isn't cleaning a normal job?
Normally, yes, but did you know there's a man in America called Brad Fields, and he cleans chewing gum off the Statue of Liberty? Well, actually, now he's got a company called Gumbusters, but that's all they do. They clean gum off the streets and famous buildings of New York.
Oh, what a horrible job.
Yes, apparently Americans chew 56 billion pieces of chewing gum a year. Then they throw most of it onto the street. That's a lot of cleaning.
Okay, that job is quite unusual. But what about in the food industry?
Well, when a company wants to advertise food, they sometimes need a food stylist. Their job is to make food look good in advertisements.
I've never heard of that job before.
Well, there are only about 20 food stylists in Britain. For example, when we look at a picture of strawberries and cream, we're really looking at strawberries and white paint.
Really?
Yes. And they paint sausages with washing up liquid, then coffee, to make them look natural.
So, what's the strangest job in your book, do you think?
Well, how about a vermiculturalist?
What's that?
A vermiculturalist is a worm farmer.
Ah.
These people manage farms that only have worms. No other animals. Only worms.
But why?
Well, worms like eating rubbish, and that's good for the environment. So companies pay a worm farmer to clean up their rubbish.
Fascinating. But, ugh, not a job for me. I see there's also a chapter about artists. What strange jobs did you find in...
Recording 3.7. 1.
Hello?
Hi, Joanne. It's Rita.
Oh, hi. How are things?
Fine, thanks. Look, I'm really sorry, but I can't come to the cinema tonight. My boss is ill and I have to take a client out for dinner.
Oh, don't worry. Another time, maybe?
Yes, that'd be nice. And I'll buy you dinner afterwards.
Oh, lovely.
Anyway, I have to go. I'll call you at the weekend.
OK, speak soon. Have a nice dinner. Bye.
Bye.
2.
Wayne, where's the Morgan report?
I'm sorry, I couldn't finish it yesterday.
Oh dear, what happened?
I had to help Katie. Her computer crashed.
But I need that report for the meeting this afternoon.
Yeah, I know. I'll do it now and email it to you. Don't worry, I'll finish it before lunch.
I hope so.
3.
Hello?
Hi, Tammy. It's me.
Hi, Paul. Where are you?
I'm at work. Look, I'm really sorry, but I can't see you tonight.
Oh, right. Why not?
I have to take my parents to the airport.
Can't they get a taxi?
You know my mum doesn't like getting taxis at night. I'll see you on Friday, I promise. We can go out somewhere nice.
Sure. If you're paying.
I'll phone you tomorrow. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
3.8.
I'm sorry I couldn't finish it yesterday. I'm really sorry, but I can't see you tonight.
I have to take a client out to dinner.
I had to help Katie. I'll do it now and email it to you. I'll see you on Friday, I promise.
I'll call you at the weekend.
Recording 4.1.
What kind of film is it? Who's in it? What's it about? What's it like?
Recording 4.2.
Be, was, were, been.
Give, gave, given.
Go, went, been, gone.
Have, had, had.
Hear, heard, heard.
Make, made, made.
Meet, met, met.
Read, read, read.
See, saw, seen.
Take, took, taken.
Win, won, won.
Write, wrote, written. Recording 4.3.
Have you ever been to a rock festival, Julie?
Yes, I have. I've been to lots, actually. The last one was in Germany.
Oh, right. Who did you see there?
I saw David Bowie and you too. They were great. Have you ever seen them in concert?
No, I haven't. I'm not a big rock fan. I prefer classical music or jazz.
I like bits of classical music. I quite like Mozart.
Have you ever been to a classical concert?
No, never.
Oh, listening to an orchestra playing live is a fantastic experience. You don't know what you're missing. And how about a jazz concert?
Oh, yes, I've been to one. It was okay.
Oh, I've been to hundreds. Live jazz is just amazing. Have you heard of Miles Davis?
No, I haven't. Who's he?
Seriously, you've never heard of him? He was a brilliant jazz musician. You've never heard of his Kind of Blue album?
No, never.
You're joking. It's only the best-selling jazz record of all time. You don't know anything about real music. Right. Your musical education starts with Miles Davis.
And yours starts with, Radiohead.
Radio what?
Radiohead. They're a rock band. Don't you know anything?
Recording 4.4.
Have you ever been to a rock festival?
Yes, I have. No, I haven't.
Have they ever seen U2 in concert?
Yes, they have. No, they haven't.
Has Julie ever heard of Miles Davis?
Yes, she has. No, she hasn't.
Recording 4.5. 1.
Have you ever met anyone famous?
Yes, I have, actually. When I was in Mexico on vacation.
Really? Who did you meet?
Mick Jagger. He was in the same restaurant as me.
2.
Has your mother ever been to a rock concert?
Yes, she has. She went to one or two when she was young.
Who did she see?
Well, I know she saw David Bowie before he became famous.
Have you ever learned to play an instrument?
No, I haven't. What about you?
Well, I tried to learn the piano at school.
Were you any good?
No, I had no idea what I was doing.
Recording 4.6.
Where are my glasses?
They're over there on the table.
Hey, here's a quiz for you. It's about telly addicts.
What, me? I don't watch TV very often.
Yeah, right. Okay, here's the first question.
Uh-huh.
Do you watch TV for more than 20 hours a week?
Well, I always watch football and the news, and I enjoy watching films.
And you watch at least one soap opera every day.
Yeah, okay. So I probably do watch TV for 20 hours a week.
20 hours a day, more like. Okay, question 2. Have you ever watched TV all night?
No, I don't think I have. Not all night, anyway.
Okay, next question. Do you ever work or study with the TV on?
No, never. I can't work when there's any noise. I have to have complete quiet.
And question 4. Have you got a TV in your bedroom or the kitchen?
No, I haven't. You know that.
And do you always have to have the remote control?
Yes, I do, actually.
Yes, you do, don't you? Men always have to have the remote. It's a power thing.
Oh, I don't know about that. I usually can't find it.
Okay, on to the next one. Do you sometimes have dinner in front of the TV?
If I'm on my own, then yes, of course. Doesn't everyone?
You're not doing very well, are you? Question 7. Do you know exactly when all your favourite programmes are on?
Yes, I do, actually.
Okay, last one. Have you ever missed something important because you wanted to watch TV?
Yes, once. I missed my cousin's wedding because I wanted to watch the football.
Toby!
But it was the World Cup quarter-final.
Right, I see.
So, how did I do?
Well, you get 1 point for each tick, so that's...
Recording 4.7.
Excited. Worried. Surprised. Tired. Frightened. Bored. Interested.
Recording 4.8.
Excited. Exciting.
Worried. Worrying.
Surprised. Surprising.
Tired. Tiring.
Frightened. Frightening.
Bored. Boring.
Interested. Interesting.
Recording 4.9.
Welcome to Q&A. With me are Jackie Nash from the National Union of Students, Penny Little, head of Bingham University, and Stuart Downes from the Ministry of Education. And the first question, please.
Hello, my name's John Davis, and my question is, do you think university education should be free?
Recording 4.10.
Welcome to Q&A. With me are Jackie Nash from the National Union of Students, Penny Little, head of Bingham University, and Stuart Downes from the Ministry of Education. And the first question, please.
Hello, my name's John Davis, and my question is, do you think university education should be free?
Stuart Downes, what do you think?
I'm sorry, I don't agree. Universities need more money, as we know, and students get good jobs when they leave university. So, they should all pay.
I'm not sure about that. I don't think everyone should pay. I didn't have to pay for my university education, and neither did you, Stuart.
But there are many more students now than there were 20 years ago, Penny. It's impossible for the government to pay for everyone.
Yes, maybe you're right. But I think the government should help people who haven't got the money to pay.
What about you, Jackie? Do you think students should pay?
No, definitely not. The government can always find money to pay for wars, so why can't they find money to educate the young people of Britain?
So do you think that universities in the future will only be for rich people?
Yes, definitely. That's what's happening now.
I agree with Jackie. That's why we have to help students from poor families to go to university.
Do you agree with that, Stuart?
Yes, I think so. We can help them, certainly. But I don't think the government should pay for everything. The students should pay something too.
What do you think, Mr. Davis? Should universities be free for everyone?
No, I don't think so. I didn't go to university, and I don't earn much money. Why should I pay for someone to become a doctor or a lawyer and watch them get rich?
Thank you, Mr. Davis. And the next question.
Yes, the lady in the front row.
Recording 4.11.
What do you think?
What about you, Jackie?
Do you think students should pay?
Do you agree with that?
Yes, maybe you're right.
Yes, definitely.
I agree with Jackie.
Yes, I think so.
I'm sorry, I don't agree.
I'm not sure about that.
No, definitely not.
No, I don't think so.